morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
My name is Adrian Manasso.
Okay, just hold on one moment. Let me see who's going to conduct your hearing.
It's me.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, sir. So just hold on to the phone.
Okay. Mr. Manasso?
Yes.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number?
Adrian Manasso, 202673.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on December 18th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you could hire an attorney at your expense, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
I'll represent myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, so my left, on that end of the bench, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right in the middle here, next to me, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse, and I will conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us, and you'll see him in a moment here, the Honorable Mr. Westby from Department of Corrections. He will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in, Mr. Moranzo and Mr. Westby. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Moranzo?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Westby?
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Mr. Moranzo, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, we'll start that. And what I'll do is I'll read this allegation, and I'll just need you to respond to me whether it is true or false. Additionally, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby right now, are you aware of any charges? Because it appears there may be pending charges, and if there are, I want to give him the option.
Yes, I received an email from parole supervisor Erickson stating that through Jackie at Sierra Vista PD reported this pending submission to Cochise County Attorney's Office. Sierra Vista PD is waiting for lab results, so okay. There are pending charges.
Okay. So, Mr. Moranzo, because relating to this allegation, there may be some pending charges. I'm going to give you three choices of response. And the reason for that is these hearings are recorded. And if there's any potential, you know, future legal action on this, they can subpoena this recording. So anything you say that could be used against you at that point. So I just want to protect your rights, sir. So as far as your response to this allegation, I'll need you to respond whether it's true, false, or you wish to remain silent. So do you understand that? How about?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, so here's the allegation, and the allegation is you were in violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated by your possession of an illegal drug on or about November 10th, 2018 in Sierra Vista, Arizona. So, Mr. Moranzo, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
Well, my attorney advised me to don't speak to anybody about this whatsoever, not even to a friend or anybody, so I wish to remain silent.
Then that's totally fine, sir. So, since you chose to remain silent, though, we're going to take testimony from Mr. Westby about this. And so just hold on, Mr. Westby, please give us some information.
November 10th, 2018, at 0245 hours, Sierra Vista police officers, light badge number 548 and Corporal Ellen responded to 2200 Las Brisas Way in Sierra Vista, Arizona to a reported suspicious subject walking around a parking lot. Responding officers identified the subject as Adrian Moranzo and could smell marijuana emanating from him. The officers conducted a search of the offender's truck and seized substances that were later tested and identified as 50 grams of methamphetamine, three pills which were a prazolam, also known as Xanax, a dangerous drug, 4.7 grams of a brown substance identified as heroin. Officers also located a syringe in the offender's right hand pocket. The offender was arrested on new drug charges and taken into custody and booked in Cochise County Jail.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So I'm going to make a motion to move this hearing to phase two, and my motion will be based on information from Mr. Westby and some of the information in the warrant. I move to find Mr. Marantio delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal laser company.
Second. Agree.
Agree.
All right. Oh, my pen shows this moment. Okay. Seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Wright. Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. All right. So, Mr. Marantio, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we do that, Mr. Westby's going to give us some background information just so we have information to make a decision on, sir. So just stay on the phone, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment to talk with you some more. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Marantio was released by, from the Arizona Department of Corrections on September 19th, 2018. He was arrested November 10th, 2018 by Sierra Vista PD on new felony charges, possession of dangerous drugs, three counts, and possession of narcotic drugs. He was back in DOC custody on November 16th, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of March 20th, 2019, 0 respond days. Current conviction, 2018, burglary, second degree, 2 years. He has prior convictions in 2006, theft and means of transportation, 1.5 years. 2006, theft of a credit card, 1 year. 2006, escape, second degree, 1.5 years. 2015, forgery, 2 years. 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. 2015, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1.5 years. 2015, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC. CDLI score 3.2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information loaded. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TIS release of suspension, 86 days. Arrested on new misdemeanor charge of driving on suspended license, revoked by the BOEC. 2016, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, reached CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, or drugs noted. Other arrest, 2001, simple assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction on the nation. 2002, riot, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2002, three different arrests for assault, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2008, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, federal prison. 2013, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2013, theft of means of transportation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. And several other arrests that resulted in charges that were either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G6 and B6.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Marantio, since you chose to remain silent on the allegation, we're not going to discuss that any further, sir. But it looks like we have a little bit of a written summary of what occurred while you were on community supervision. And it looks like you were originally going to stay at, looks like Transition on Thurber Road in Tucson, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then you changed over to an address on Splinter Way in Tucson.
Yes.
Okay, and how long did you stay at Transition about?
I was there for about 3 weeks until my dad got approved for a new house.
Okay.
And that's where I'm currently residing. Well,
is that your dad's address on Splinter Way?
Yes.
That's your dad's?
Yes.
Okay, and you stayed there the whole rest of the time then? what you
yeah.
were. Okay. And were you working while you were out, sir?
Yeah, I was working with Universal. It's a company that my older brother works with. And upon my release, I accumulated enough money to pay for my driver's license to get reinstated.
Oh, okay.
So, and then my dad, he has a work truck that he helped me out to transport myself to and from work.
Okay.
So my family kind of support.
What did Universal do? What do you do at Universal?
It's drywall.
Oh, it's drywall. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My family's been in that business forever, and that's pretty much all I know.
Okay, so you're working the family business. So it looks like you've had some drug convictions in the past, and it looks like you've had discipline at Department of Corrections around drugs. What drugs have you used, sir?
I just want to let you guys know that I haven't gotten no dirty ways or no tickets in NDOC. The only drug UA that I might have done this before was thrown away. It was not valid.
Oh, okay. I'll ask Mr. Westby to look in the record and get that from him in just a minute. But it looks like you have some convictions in the past for dangerous drug. In fact, you even did a federal prison time for that. What drug in particular?
Well, it was cocaine.
Okay, so
yeah,
cocaine?
In 2008.
Okay, and had you had a problem with cocaine?
No, not with cocaine.
Okay.
I feel like I need to see a psych, but not right now. Like, but I just need to get some things together in my mind, you know.
Had you had addictions to some other drugs, sir? Or do you feel like you've been addicted?
I don't crave drugs, but drugs have been a part of my life.
What drugs?
For a while.
What drugs, sir?
Meth and heroin. I've tried it, but it's not my drug of choice.
Okay.
I don't do heroin. Like,
well, that's good.
I've tried it a couple of times. I've experimented with it. But
pretty dangerous.
That seems to be my downfall.
Okay, so meth is your kind of
yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What else was I going to ask you? Did you, while you were at transition, did you attend the drug treatment that they offered there?
Yes.
You've only been there a short time. What did you think about that? Was that helpful to you?
Yeah, it's very helpful and very necessary. I mean, life can be beautiful, and when you use or two uses, you know, you're going to need help to get out of it. That state of mind where relapsing it shouldn't be taken lightly, you know, and I understand that, and you know, I've reflected on that a lot. Every day of my life I reflect on this, and you know, I don't want to be an addict, I don't want to be a user. This time I was out on parole, I was doing my best to not violate, and I just happened to be myself around bad influences from my past, you know, but I was still abiding by the rules, though, by parole rules. Like, I was still calling for my colors and my UAs. I never dropped dirty. Last time I was on supervision, I had a change of address, and I didn't report it. This time, I followed the rules. I knew what I was supposed to do if I wanted to, you know, be located in another place. And I've been blessed. You know, it's a disappointment for me to be back in here. And all I would really like to do is be given an opportunity to successfully complete my parole.
So, Mr. Maranzio...
Made payments for my quarter. The $560 I paid for my team, my license restated, it's just, I had to, just work for my back payments, like the judge was willing to work with me, and, you know, I just, I feel like this was a little setback for me, and, you know, I don't feel like hope, there's still hope for me, you know, in the eyes of the parole, you know.
Okay, Mr. Maranzio, there's always hope. There's always hope.
Yes.
But I'm interested in how did you come across the old friends? Where did you run into them? Because we hear that time and time again.
Yeah, that, I take responsibility for that. And that's something that I need to get through my head, that I got to put distance between people in my past. You know, I grew up in Sierra Vista, and it's a small town, you know, I need to stay out of Sierra Vista and just really become a family person, because I do have a 15-year-old son, and I haven't been the father figure for him, a good father figure for him at all. I really need to reevaluate and actually take steps towards, I need help, honestly. I really do feel like I do need help, but I need to take steps towards the help. Like, it's not going to fall into my hands. I have to actually apply myself, you know.
Right.
I learned from the substance abuse classes that there's not going to be, everything is a work in progress, and I feel like spiritually, I need to get more spiritual, that I need that type of help, you know.
Understood, sir. It takes a lot of effort on your part when you decide to stop using drugs. When's the last time you used, sir?
The last time I used was I used when I was out this time. I didn't get no dirty ways, but I did use.
Okay.
A couple times I did use.
All right. Well, hold on, Mr. Maranzio. I'm going to check with Mr. Wesby and see. Was there any on that discipline that was that dismissed, or you had mentioned that drugs?
Yeah, it looks like he received for a failure to submit a UA within the 2-hour window, by 18:50 hours, and by 20:50 hours, he did still not really submit. But it looked like ultimately at the end it was dismissed because it said something about proof not met.
Okay.
For not dropping the UA, so they dismissed it and didn't have any sanctions.
Okay. So you're correct, Mr. Maranzio, that citation about the drugs was for a failure to submit, and it wound up getting dismissed. So thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? Okay, Mr. Maranzio, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity in case there's anything that you haven't told us. So we just ask that you not repeat something you've already told us, but is there anything else you'd like the board to consider?
Well, being incarcerated, you don't know exactly how things are going to go when you get released, and they can either go good, like better than what you expected, or worse. Now, I always think it's going to go worse, this last time I got out, everything was different for me. Everything was going great, more than I could ask for. Like, I was being, I had help more than what I needed. I had clothing, hygiene, whatever you name it, I had it. And job opportunities, family support, I have it all, you know. I have a lot going for me right now. And I have that still waiting for me. I still have that waiting for me. And I haven't been given DOC no issues in here at all. I have no tickets. Well, I probably had one like 10, 15 years ago for horse playing maybe, but I haven't been causing no issues for most staff here. And when I was released prior to this time, I wasn't going to abscond or do any of the stuff that those childish things, you know. I just got caught up in a situation that I say you regret it, but I feel like I'm ready. I'm ready, and it's time for me to make some better choices and decisions.
Okay.
Seriously.
Thank you, Mr. Lancer. The board is going to go into discussion, sir, and we just ask that you remain on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. The board is now in discussion. Now, Mr. Lancio does sound sincere. He has several things going for him, and probably the top of that list is his 15-year-old son. He says he has family support, has a job. He did go to the trouble to get a driver's license, so I look at that as significant. Unfortunately, he did use while he was out, and he admits that, and he takes responsibility. He specifically mentioned, although that he did abscond in the past while he was on supervision, he didn't this time. So that's a good thing. I see that he's got about, gosh, it looks like a little over 2 months left. And because he's made a decision, I think, that he doesn't want to get involved in drugs, but he had this slip. And I think the best thing for him would be to just remain where he is and finish his prison term. And when he's released in March, he won't have to worry about a parole officer or any of this. But I would listen to any input of fellow board members. Any thoughts? But based on information in warrant 2018W3291, a conversation with Mr. Mancio, information from Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Mancio was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal leisure company, specifically by continuing to use illegal drugs while he was on supervision. Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Dan, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Lancer, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir, but we are showing you with a release date of March 20th, which is a little over 2 months. Now, at that point, when you're released, you won't have a parole officer anymore. You won't have to worry about it. You can just go on, finish, live your life, do things as you would like, take advantage of the family support. But I sure would like to ask you in this time that you have remaining to think hard about your wishes to remain drug-free, sir. That's going to be up to you. That's totally up to you.
I'm sorry, am I missing something?
You can, sir, but the board has already made a determination.
Okay, because the drug, what I was using was marijuana.
Well, that's an illegal drug, sir.
I've had a medical card for that.
Well, sir, did you have the card approved by your parole officer?
Yes, I did, and they have been on file.
Well, sir, the board has still voted to revoke your community supervision. Please think hard about your decision, because it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort on your part to stay clear of drugs, sir. But we do wish you the best. Hope that we never see you in Orange again, sir. And this will end your hearing. And if you would lay the phone down there and let the CO3 know that you're finished with your hearing, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Marantia.